Today on The Girl Defined Show, we are talking about what it means to be bold, radical, anchored, vigilant, empowered women in our modern day. It's 2022 and we need some encouragement. We need to be challenged to be brave women for God. Let's unpack that right here on The Girl Defined Show. What's up, sisterhood? And happy 2022. It is a brand new year. Wow. And we have had a little bit of a break, but we are back and we are diving in this year with you talking about one of the most important issues, which is womanhood and what it means to be a woman defined by God. Now, before we jump in, though, I just want to know, do you have any New Year's goals? I'm asking you, sister listening right now. Bethany, do you have any New Year's goals?
So I don't know. I've kind of changed my way on New Year's goals. I typically look back and I'm like, oh, I did more than I wanted to this year. I know that sounds weird, but like I'm one of those people that I do like a lot each year and I struggle to hold back. So I think my goals this year are to actually slow down and to get like stuff off my plate and to just enjoy like reading and being quiet. And that's like what I have to do.
So your goal is to have less goals.
To have,
well, just like, I haven't heard that one. No, I'm kidding.
Slow down. I don't know. What about you?
Okay. So here's like full honest truth. Some of you will be very grateful to hear this because you might feel like everything you're seeing online right now is like, all right, 10 top goals, new health goals, new you, new year, all that. And you just feel like, okay, I haven't fully thought about it. And that's where I'm at. So this is the first new year that I've been a mom.
That's
right?
True.
And so it is very, it wasn't like, normally I feel like Zach and I have a lot of margin where we're like, oh, like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, we have nothing going on. And so we have a lot of time to sit and think and ponder and pray and make lists. And this year it's been like the next day. It was like hit the ground running, zero margin, full speed ahead with our two boys. And so I'm realizing that if I want to sit down and have some time to really think about this year, I'm going to need to be really intentional. So hold me accountable, but still to come.
Well, okay. I think which we're actually both kind of doing this. I promise we don't do everything the same. Somehow we're just like literal twins, but we're not.
Okay, we are sisters if you're new to The Girl Defined Show.
So we're each doing, which I won't give a lot of details because we're on the beginning of it, but we're each hiring like a health coach to help us get healthier. So to me, it's like we're both doing this. Our younger sister did it and she's seen amazing results and we both want to get healthier. We both want to eat better. We both want to just like nourish our bodies so we can love our family, so we can better for Girl Defined, so we can just function better and live a more healthy life. And so I think that's really cool. We've never done something like this. So
you're right.
I feel like even though we don't have specific goals, if we both stay consistent and faithful with that, I feel like that would be incredible.
Well, yeah. And you were just telling me, so I have my first call with this. She's like a nutritionalist and I don't know like what her exact title
is.
She's
a nutritional therapist.
Oh, okay.
So it's like health therapy.
One of the, you said you just had to fill out a questionnaire and it was like 300 plus,
it was like
very specific questions. Okay.
Yeah.
To come for me as
it was amazing. So anyways, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I do have to say too, though, I came over to Kristen's house yesterday and to give an example of the boys and the energy that they have. Y'all had a ton of huge boxes from like Christmas gifts and just like some new furniture that y'all had gotten. And I came over and her boys had built this most massive like cardboard box fort. And then when I was there with Davey Jr., they were destroying it, like jumping on it. And I was just cracking up because we're
boys 100% build it and then destroy it.
Like
I thought
your
it would
life
last longer.
Your life looks very different,
you know? Oh, and then we spent 2 hours yesterday cutting all of those boxes into tiny squares to put in our recycling can. And then
we took
the rest to the dump.
So who would have guessed?
This new year, one thing that I think is really cool with Girl Defined is we've talked a lot about this over the month of December, but just feeling this urge and this call and this passion to get back to the root of why we started Girl Defined in the first place. And that was to help modern women just like us on this journey of understanding what it means to be a girl defined by God in every area of your lives. What is biblical womanhood?
Yes.
And there's a lot of stuff out there circulating in Christian circles and secular circles saying, this is what it means to be a woman. This is where biblical womanhood went wrong. This is where it went right. We're throwing out the baby with the bathwater, or, you know, we're reinventing things. And we just feel this passion, I think, more than ever to say, it is confusing, it is complicated, but the more we as Christian women ground ourselves in the Word of God and hold up His Word as the highest authority, as the one most truest voice on what true biblical womanhood is, then we're going to find freedom, we're going to find truth, we're going to find peace, we're going to be emboldened and empowered in a biblical sense to walk in that identity, but it's not easy.
Yeah, and you know, it's biblical womanhood isn't just going to come knocking at your door and it's not going to be easy and it's not going to be like, all right, I naturally just live out biblical womanhood. I naturally, you know, just swim against the cultural flow. And it's really easy. I know everyone's going another direction, but it's just easy for me. No, absolutely not. Like, it takes effort. It takes focus. It takes prayer. It takes being in the Word. It takes surrounding yourself with other godly women, having mentors, getting counsel, just like pursuing God's design. Because even good, well-meaning people who claim to be following Christ will give you advice and, you know, social media influencers that are totally in line with the world. And so you have to be a woman who's in the Word, who is brave, who's willing to say, I am willing to go against the cultural flow. I am willing to put pause on what they're saying and go to God's Word and see if it's true. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, just in this first week or two where we've been talking more about biblical womanhood, it has been some like fiery conversations because there are a lot of people out there who do not like it and they view God's Word and His ways as being old, outdated. And they'll say, I thought we were past this. I thought that we were beyond this. Let's not go back to that. But we know as women that we will be the most satisfied, the most fulfilled, the most walking in line with God's design for us, which is ultimately the most freeing if we dig into His Word, if we understand His design for womanhood. But to live that out, to go chase after God's truth, we have to be brave women. But what does that look like? What does it look like to be brave in the face of people saying you're crazy? And so we want to unpack that for you, what exactly it looks like to be a brave woman who wants to live out biblical womanhood.
And it's really, I think of this visual of a target, right? With like a bullseye. And as Christians, we might say, yes, I want to be defined by God's Word. I want to honor Him. I want to glorify Him in my womanhood. I want to live radical. But then everything we're consuming, not being intentional, it's like we're shooting, but we're missing the bullseye. We're not hitting the bullseye for what true God-defined womanhood is because we're not putting in the hard work to actually learn and grow. And in fact, it's a lot easier to say you want to be a bold biblical woman and then to actually be a wimpy woman.
Yes.
According to God's Word, and our good friend Mary Cassian, we talk about this in our book, Girl Defined, which if you haven't read and you're looking for something on your New Year's resolution list, grab a copy of Girl Defined, God's Radical Design for Beauty, Femininity, and Identity over at girldefined.com because this book, if you haven't read it, I am telling you, it is like foundational for understanding, getting started, or deepening your journey of biblical womanhood. But all that to say, Mary Cassian, she's taught us so much over the years about biblical womanhood. And she was saying that society's version of a strong woman is actually opposite in so many ways of what God's Word says is a strong woman. And in fact, if we listen to culture, we may think we're being a strong woman, but in reality, we're actually being wimpy women according to God's Word. And so what is a wimpy woman biblically? She says a wimpy woman gives up on biblical femininity when life gets hard. A wimpy woman quits when she has to stand alone. A wimpy woman caves in when the culture pressures her. A wimpy woman rejects her distinct role as a female in different areas of life, whether the church, home, roles in marriage. She says, okay, no, that's not politically correct. I reject that. I'm going to stand with culture rather than God's Word. A wimpy woman doesn't put her head knowledge into action because it's just too hard. So our call at the turn of the new year, 2022, is to not be wimpy woman, to not be Christians in name only, to not shoot our arrows haphazardly, but to aim for the bullseye of God's Word for womanhood. And we're going to unpack that right now. We each have to make that choice. The choice is ours to make. And so we're going to unpack an acrostic, right? Is that what it is? For the word brave. Rather than being wimpy woman by default, we want to be brave women for God. And we're going to unpack an acrostic that we unpack in our book in chapter 11 of Girl Defined. But we want to share this with you right now. What does it look like to be a brave woman for God?
So the first letter B stands for bold. And if you're able to write this down, definitely do that. Or if you want to dig deeper, grab a copy of Girl Defined at girldefined.com because this will change your life. So the first letter of brave, of the first letter of the word brave, is bold. And now I think of this like something that's been really top of the news lately has been this whole abortion debate because of new laws that are potentially going to change and all of that, or old laws that are going to change, I should say. And so it's been a hot conversation on both sides of the aisle. And as Christian women, we should know, you know, God's Word, He values life. He values women and men from the teeniest, tiniest form, that moment of conception until the end of life when He takes them away. And we know that, but it can be scary. I mean, I, Bethany, have posted about like my stance saying, wow, I value life from the moment of conception exception. And I have come under fire. People saying, how dare you? Don't you care about women? You know, they should be able to make the choice. And I'm like, I care about women and I care about the smallest of women. I care about all women, but that's not good enough. It needs to look exactly like what culture is saying. And by God's grace, I've been able to be brave in this conversation and say, I know I'm going to come under attack. I know I'm going to come under fire, but this is something, this is too big. I'm not willing to be silent on this topic. And so it may not look like taking a stance on abortion, but maybe in school, in work, maybe in your workplace, you're thinking, wow, there are some moments where I could be a brave woman. Maybe there's an opportunity for me to stand up for my faith or for me to stand up for my marriage or to stand up for purity in a way where people are just talking all trashy and I could say something or I could stand up for Christ in some way, but I've wimped out a lot. I haven't been brave. I haven't been bold. I haven't stood up for my faith and honored Christ in this way. And so we want to challenge you to think, am I a wimpy woman or am I a bold woman? And you're not going to be able to do it on your own. You have to get on your knees. You have to cry out to God and say, God, please help me be a bold woman in this day and age where there's so much controversy and you can come under such attack from even family or friends for not believing the so-called right thing. Choose to be choose to be bold. Choose to say, I want to honor Christ first and foremost. That's my number one priority. And if, you know, I'm going to speak with kindness, but is that if this offends you, like I have to honor him first. I have to stand up for truth. You know, that's the most important thing, to glorify Christ. So I just want to encourage you. We're in this fight together. And we are striving to be bold women, and we invite you to join us as we strive for that as well.
Yeah. So we have brave. No, bold. What is the word?
Brave
is the word we're unpacking. Brave. So B, bold. R is radical. So we need to be bold and we need to be radical. And, you know, there was a point in time, at least in our country where we live in America, where you could be an outspoken Christian and it wasn't considered that radical. Yeah. But in the climate of our society today, of our culture today, to be a Christian who truly believes in the word of God, who stands on the word of God and takes God's word at face value and says, this is truth. This is timeless. Yeah, it's not politically correct, but this is what truth is. To be a woman who stands with God's word is now considered radical, like so radical. And I think it takes a woman who is truly rooted in her identity in Christ to say, I'm okay with being a radically different kind of girl. And it's a woman who recognizes that my life goal, my life purpose, it's no longer about pleasing myself. It's no longer about pursuing what's easy, about pursuing my pleasures, about accomplishing my own goals. My entire life purpose as a woman is to glorify God, is to point others back to him, to declare his truth. That is the purpose of biblical womanhood. And so when we recognize that and we say, yeah, my life goal is to glorify God, then you know what? Whatever comes my way because of me standing with God's truth, with God's word, I'm okay with that. I am okay with being a radically different kind of girl. In fact, we created a shirt over at girldefined.com/shop in our shop. And I think it literally, the quote on the front says, I'm okay with being a radically different kind of girl, because that's what you have to come to. And, you know, if you just think about even your presence on social media, you know, I feel like we pick on social media a lot, but with good reason, because so much of what you may face comes on social media oftentimes, and you may feel like, oh, like I don't want to say anything. I don't want to comment. And that's okay if you don't, but just think about it. Like, to be a Christian who stands for biblical truth, even on social media, you truly are considered so radical, and it can be easy to shrink away. And just, you know, I heard someone talking about this, like, oh, you know what? I don't really want to offend. Like, I'm just going to keep these opinions to myself. And then they were saying, and then what happens 5 years from now? You're still keeping your opinions to yourself. Oh, and then what happens 20, 30? Oh, okay. So then you're on your deathbed and you're still keeping all of your opinions and thoughts to yourself. Like, if you're not going to speak up now, when are you ever going to speak up? If you're not going to stand for truth now, when will it ever matter? Right? And so I think that is such a call for us as Christian women. We're not just being radical for radical's sake. We're being radical because we are swimming against the cultural tide. We are swimming with truth, swimming with God's word. And that in and of itself in this day and age makes us radical. And we have to really ask the question, are we okay with that? And as Christian women, I think we should all say, yes, we have to be.
Yes.
Yes.
So we have the word brave. We've got bold, radical. What's the next one?
Anchored.
Wait, we used to have a chant when we would teach this lesson younger girls.
No, we would do claps.
It was like B, R, A. Okay. You get the idea. Yeah, we were cheerleaders, but
No, we weren't.
But we were acting like it.
Basketball players.
When we used to teach this concept for younger girls, we wouldn't make like the 20-somethings and 30-somethings do that. But if you want to, you can. Okay, so A stands for anchored. We are all going to anchor our lives in something. We are going to anchor it in our own opinions and ourself. We're going to put that as like the most important truth in our life. Or we can anchor it, you know, in worldly opinions. But what we should be anchoring, the only truth in our lives in is God's word and his truth, because it never changes. You know, I heard it recently. I don't know if you heard this too. Oh, what? It was Tim Keller on a sermon. I think it was a really old sermon, actually. And he was talking about how, you know, certain churches, how this was like 30 years ago, and they were saying like, hey, we got to get with the times. We got to be a little bit more modern if we want to attract people. And now those churches who are trying to be super progressive are so old fashioned, so out of date. So if we are always trying to keep up with culture, if we're always trying to keep up, like we want to attract people, we don't want to go out of date. No, we've just got to change our opinions on this. As Christians, we're going to continue to move the line more and more and more, because 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the line is going to keep moving. And so do we as Christian women want to live that way? Do we always want to try to keep up with culture so that we can be relevant? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. We have to be anchored in God's word. And I want to challenge you, don't listen to our opinions. Get into the word for yourself. Don't say like, well, Girl Defined told me this. Like, great, but check it out for yourself. Dig into God's word. When someone tells you, like, no, it's okay. You can love who you want to love. Like, God wants that for you. You know, say, okay, is that something true from scripture? Let me go to scripture. Let me unpack. What does God say about relationships? What does he say about romance? What does he say about marriage? What did he create? Let me study it for myself. Don't just believe what people say to you and how you should think. Yeah. Psalm 1:1-3 is an incredible passage. And I remember our parents, they made us memorize this. I know Kristen's telling me to slow down talking, but I'm on fire. You can't actually slow down the speed on most listening apps.
Yeah,
you can speed it up and slow it down.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I thought, yeah. You can.
So just slow me down, folks. Slow me down. Put me on half speed, a quarter speed, whatever you need to do to listen well. But actually, this passage Psalm 1:1-3, we memorized this as kids. I still remember it, but it's so foundational and true. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruits in its season, and its leaf does not wither. Sister, that is the call for you, to meditate on God's truth daily so that you won't be easily swayed. When the storms of life hit you, you will be able to withstand the pressure. So you need to be a woman who is anchored in God's word, who knows God's word. Start out simple. Just start with like 5 minutes a day. Start by just reading one psalm a day or one proverb a day. Start out extremely small and simple and build from there. Because we have to know truth. If we don't know truth, what are we going to stand on? We won't be anchored in anything, and we will be easily swayed. So we have to be anchored in truth.
And we'll think we're anchored. I can't even speak. Blah, blah. We'll think we're anchored, right? Like, oh no, I am so anchored. Like, I know truth, but we're literally believing lies because we're not truly anchored. Okay, so we've got brave, we've got bold, radical, anchored, and the V stands for vigilant. I don't know about you, but vigilant isn't exactly a word I'm like saying every single day, like telling my children, be vigilant. I mean, it is a great word with a great meaning. And this is such an important thing because we as Christian women need to walk this life with our eyes wide open. We need to be alert, watchful, ready, and looking for lies, recognizing that we can't just be blind consumers, right? We can't just, oh, a friend recommends something, a podcast to listen to, and we're like, oh yeah, that seems, you know, she recommended it. She's a Christian as well. We start listening to it and, you know, but do we know, is it actually biblically solid? Is it grounded in the word of God? Is it gospel centered? Like if we're just blindly taking in things, taking recommendations, oh, a celebrity posted something, oh, I'm going to go check that out. But we're not vigilantly alert, eyes open, looking for lies, then we are going to be swept away in them. And you know, this can happen so subtly. I remember in my own life, as I was walking through earlier on in my journey of infertility, really wrestling with it. And I found myself starting to believe the lie slowly over time that my worth and identity as a woman would be found in me being able to have children and bear physical biological children. I remember not even recognizing that I started to believe this lie, but I started to base my worth and value off of that. And that in my heart became the bullseye. I have to get that. I have to achieve that. I have to get to that next season. And I started pouring my energy, my time, my research, you know, wanting to do what
whatever I could to get that. Because without even realizing it, my perspective of what a true biblical woman was, it was being warped by a lie based on something really good, right? Bearing children, having a family, that's a beautiful thing, a gift from the Lord. But my priorities were off. It had become an idol. It had become the central part of my identity rather than recognizing that lie and seeing it for what it was and saying, Lord, you have not given me this good gift. That is not the source of my identity and worth and purpose as a woman. I find that in you and you alone, regardless of my season, age, or stage. I can glorify you. I can build your kingdom right now. I was buying into that lie and veering off track in my identity as a woman. And so it can happen so easily. It can happen quickly. It can happen over time. That is why this call to be vigilant is so important. And 1 Peter 5:8 reminds us of something that we rarely think about, I think, especially as modern Christians, but it literally says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And so not only are we constantly being bombarded by the lies that our society is constantly perpetuating just about everything about worth, value, purpose, identity, love, everything, our own hearts are also lying to us, our own flesh. We are prone to wander, right, as the song says. But even above all of that, we also have an enemy who is prowling around looking for someone to devour, looking for someone to deceive. And the lies, just like even the garden, can be so subtle. Did God really say you shouldn't sleep with your boyfriend? Did God really say it's wrong to tell a lie? Did God really say, right? And without even realizing it, we start to question the authority of God's word. We start to question our identity. Something sounds good. We start to believe it, just like Eve. And that same enemy is after us today. And so that is why being a vigilant woman is so important. Every single day saying, God, open my eyes to your truth. Being anchored like Bethany just shared, and then being vigilant to look for the lies.
So we have brave.
We can bold, never get it right.
I know. Brave, bold, radical, anchored, vigilant, and our final word.
Bold, radical,
anchored, vigilant. Is that what you said?
I think so.
Oh.
Okay.
Something like that. And the last one is empowered. And this is a word we hear quite often surrounding womanhood, especially modern feminism. You're going to hear a lot about the word empowered, but it's often in the form of empowering you through your own, just like queenness and bossness and doing what it takes to make you a more powerful boss girl, like you are amazing, you can do whatever, and it's a different sort of empowerment. But what we are talking about is we want you to be empowered through the Holy Spirit, empowered through God's word, empowered by truth, so that you can live all of these things out that we just talked, so that you can live God's word out. So when you know, like, okay, wow, like this guy is really pressuring me to, compromise, like I'm going to be empowered through God's word, empowered through the Holy Spirit to say no and to end this relationship, to move on, or, to stand up in my workplace, to stand up even within my family to say, no, I don't accept this. I know this is where modern culture is going, but this isn't what God's word says. And so I'm going to have to like graciously bow out or step away from this because this is not, I can't support this. And so when we are empowered by God's truth, we're not afraid of the consequences. We're not afraid of what we might lose because we know God's glory, living for him, pointing others to him. His name is the most important thing. We understand that we are on this earth not to make our names great, but to point others to Christ. We know that our lives, we are here to make disciples, to tell others about Jesus, to know him. And when that becomes our priority, when that becomes the most important thing about us and who we are, when we find our identity in Christ, we become unafraid of what others think. It, they don't have a hold on us anymore. The only way that people can truly impact us is if we let them. If we say, you can have power in my life by me caring what you think about the way that I live or the choices I make. But when we say, no, I'm not going to worry about pleasing man. I'm going to worry about pleasing Christ. That power that we allowed them to have is released, and we are now empowered to live for Christ alone. And so I want you to think like, wow, who am I living for? Who am I giving power? Am I empowering myself through God's word to live for him because that's what I'm made for? Or am I giving other people power and saying, I want to live for you. I want people on social media to like me. I want people in my workplace to like me. I want their approval to be the most important thing. You have to ask yourself, who are you living for? Because that one decision will change the course of your life. And like we just said with being anchored, if you're not anchored in God's word, you are not going to be empowered by God's word. So you have to take that step. You have to be anchored in the word. You have to know God's word. You have to be in prayer. Cry out to God. Say, God, empower me to live for you. Give me your strength because I am a weak woman. I do not have what it takes. I don't want to live for what the world wants me to live for. I want to live for you.
ask God to empower you because you can't do it on your own. I can't do it on my own. And if I try to, I'll do it in the flesh and I will not do it well. And I will be filled with pride and selfishness. But if I say, God, I want to live for you, humble me, teach me humility, help me to want to point others to you. Help me to not be about myself. Help me to be all about you. Then these conversations of controversy, like, no, like you need to be all about you. Forget the Bible. Like you'll be like, no, that doesn't matter. It's all about Christ. I don't care about what modern feminism is telling me. I don't care what people say. This is the way to go. Like that doesn't matter to me. What matters is what's in line with God's word. To go back to a specific example, like the whole abortion debate, when you care about pleasing Christ first and foremost, mm-hmm. then it won't matter if people think you're like so old fashioned or you don't value women or any of that. You'll go, it doesn't really matter what you think. Your opinion isn't the most important to me. I strive to honor Christ first and foremost. And I know that he values life from the very, very beginning. I know that that matters to him. And so I'm going to stand up for this truth, even if you don't like it. And I can do that in a gracious, kind way. But I'm going to tell you a hard truth. Even if you are the most kind person in the world and you say, I value life from the moment of conception, and you just say it, but I think you're a wonderful, nice person. People, it doesn't matter what you're saying is not okay, you know, according to the world. So you have to be okay with saying things kindly and graciously and not being on the right side of history, you know?
And being rejected.
And being rejected. You just have to be okay with that. And that's where the Holy Spirit will empower you to be able to stand up for truth in that way.
And that's something we've had to really embrace, I guess, for lack of a better word, here at Girl Defined and just in our own personal lives as we have asked God to help us to be brave women. And as we've, when we wrote this book, Girl Defined, and we broke down this word brave, like, because we were talking a lot about, you know, we want to be brave, but what does that actually mean? It's easy to say, be a brave woman. What does it mean? This is what it means, at least according to Girl Defined. Bold, radical, anchored, vigilant, empowered. And like Bethany said, you have to be okay with being rejected. And I personally, Kristen, that's hard for me. I will say between Bethany and me, we joke about this a lot is, you know, she has a little bit of a harder shell. She can kind of take some of the criticism and it tends to stick with me. I tend to default to being more of a people pleaser. I tend to elevate people's opinions and what they think and what they say and take it more to heart rather than, you know, just saying like, okay, that's really hard. Yeah, we disagree, but my allegiance is to Christ first. Like he is the most important. His opinion, what he says is true. That's the most important, even if I'm rejected. And I'm telling you, it's been a journey for me. And so we're not just expecting you or any of us to be like, oh yeah, like it's no problem. Like people can throw daggers at me and I don't even get a scratch. It's like, no, especially when it's family, right? Extended family, family members, siblings, parents, like it can be really, really, really hard. But we just want you to know wherever you at, if you're the only Christian in your family, or if you feel like you're the only Christian amongst your friends who's truly, genuinely pursuing the word, not wavering on foundational biblical truths, and you're starting to feel discouraged. You're feeling like, why are we even having this conversation as Christians? I thought we agreed. This is what the Bible says, right? To not grow weary in doing good as scripture exhorts us, and to remember and just like anchor your heart in the truth of God's word that we are living for his glory to please him. His opinion is what ultimately matters. At the end of this life, we, each of us individually, will stand before the throne of God and give an account to the life that we lived for his glory, not the life anyone else lived, right? And so be encouraged that you're not in this fight alone. You're not walking this journey alone. We are right there with you through the very real ups and downs, fighting and battling and striving and embracing the beauty of God-defined womanhood. And so join us on this journey. If this is your first time here on this podcast, we are so glad you're here. Stick with us because this whole year, we're going to be digging into pretty much every aspect of what it means to live our lives as women defined by God's word. And if you need a starting place, again, grab a copy of our book, Girl Defined, over at girldefined.com. I think it will be an amazing encouragement to you. You will feel like you have a sisterhood immediately as you dive into this book. And also, if you're like, you know what? I love reading, but I need more. I need to be discipled. I need to be mentored in this, and I just don't know what to do. Then I want to tell you about the 8-week Girl Defined mentorship course that we have. You can sign up anytime. It's an 8-week course. Everything is already pre-recorded, homework. It's extremely in-depth. Bethany and I created an entire 8-week course for the purpose of mentoring women who say, I want to be mentored. I need discipleship. We created this course for you, and we want to walk with you through this 8-week course. It's very in-depth. You will dig into places in your heart and your life through the homework, through the videos, but you will be a changed woman on the other side. We can guarantee it if you approach this with a desire to learn and grow and become a woman defined by God. And you can get more information about our 8-week mentorship course over at girldefined.com/mentorship. So with that, we will see you in the next episode. If you appreciate this podcast and you love this kind of truth out in the internet world, please leave us a 5-star review. We see your reviews. They help other women find this podcast. We love you so much, sister. We are in this with you.